Radio Prague News. Czechs are voting in the country's first direct presidential elections. A regional court has halted the prosecution of Judge Jiří Berka, who is charged with criminal conspiracy and abuse of power in connection with suspect bankruptcies. And the government will face a no-confidence vote in the lower house next Thursday. Czechs are voting in the country's first direct presidential elections. They're choosing from 9 candidates to elect a successor to the outgoing president Václav Klaus, whose second term in office ends in March. Polling stations are open from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Friday and from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday. If no one wins outright in the first round of elections by receiving 50% or more of the vote, the two strongest candidates will face each other in a runoff on January 25th and 6th. The turnout in these elections is expected to be higher than usual. A regional court dealing with cases which fall under the presidential amnesty has halted the prosecution of Judge Jiří Berka, who is charged with criminal conspiracy and abuse of office in connection with several suspect bankruptcies. All charges against the judge have been dropped, and the court moreover ruled that he should be paid 5 million crowns in compensation for lost wages. Judge Berka faced 10 years in prison for assisting extensive property crime. The state attorney is expected to appeal the decision. The centre-right government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas will face a no-confidence vote in the lower house next Thursday. The proposal has been tabled by the opposition Social Democrats in connection with a controversial amnesty declared by President Klaus and countersigned by the Prime Minister. Under Czech law, it is the government, not the president, which is ultimately responsible for the decision. The amnesty has come under fire for being too broad and halting high-profile prosecution cases involving corruption, abuse of office and embezzlement. Members of the public and the arts world gathered at Prague's Vinohrady Theatre at midday on Friday to pay their last respects to the legendary Czech actress Irina Jiráskova, who died on Monday at the age of 81. This was followed by a private memorial service for invited guests, which was broadcast live by Czech public television. And later in the afternoon, Cardinal Dominik Duka celebrated a mass for the late actress at Prague's Dean Church. Ms. Jiráskova spent 60 years on stage at Prague's Vinohrady Theatre and starred in dozens of Czech films. There has been a significant increase in the number of flu cases around the country. The number of people admitted to hospitals with the H1N1 strain of the flu has risen several fold, with the Plzeň region reporting an epidemic and the Moravian and Silesian regions reporting a 32% increase in the number of flu patients. Many hospitals have closed those doors to visitors, and the health authorities are urging elderly and chronically ill people to get a flu shot while there is still time. Only around 5% of Czechs get vaccinated against the flu. Polish authorities have confirmed that Czech-made bootleg liquor laced with large amounts of methanol was behind the deaths of 3 Polish people living close to the common border. The tragedy occurred on Christmas Day when 3 members of a Polish family, mother, son and daughter, drank liquor from a bottle they'd previously bought in the Czech Republic. The highly publicized scam, in which bootleggers used the deadly methanol in place of ethanol to save money, has claimed 39 lives in the Czech Republic. 70 people have been charged in connection with the case. President Václav Klaus has signed into law a bill which will raise the salaries of judges and state attorneys. The bill sets a new legal framework for the calculation of salaries in 2013, after the former framework was abolished by the Constitutional Court. In line with the new law, judges will receive 2.7 times the average wage in the public sector. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to bring more snow showers, with day temperatures hovering around zero and nighttime lows dropping to minus 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.